This is Passport to Texas. If you're a regular listener to this series, you've heard me talk about cooking and eating wild game and fish. This native protein is natural, sustainable, and plentiful. If you shot it or reeled it in or know who did, you don't have to guess about quality or freshness. One downside is that game can have a strong flavor some find off-putting, but it doesn't have to when you follow proper handling protocols in the field and in the kitchen. That's why Texas Parks and Wildlife created a variety of online resources for new and seasoned hunters and anglers who want to eat what they harvest. Find videos on our website and YouTube channel that illustrate field dressing, proper storage, butchering, and cooking your harvest. We have a growing list of wild game and fish recipes on the website to help you discover new, inventive ways of enjoying this healthy, natural food source. And the digital hunting and fishing issues of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine often have game or fish recipes for your enjoyment. In addition, Texas Parks and Wildlife partners with Central Market Cooking School statewide to offer demonstration and hands-on wild game and fish cooking classes every other month. In fact, there's one coming up February 10th at most of the schools that features oysters, pheasant, and venison, just in time for Valentine's Day. Find information about upcoming classes on the Central Market website and make 2015 the year you get wild in the kitchen. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.